It trails behind its bigger airline counterparts in terms of aircraft, airport facilities and the number of passengers carried, but Tiger Air Australia has again confirmed its status as Australia's most complained about airline. The 2014 report from the federal government-appointed airline ombudsman reveals the low-cost airline has the smallest number of happy customers of any of the commercial carriers. Nick Grimm reports.
It's Australia's smallest national airline, carrying just 3.3 million passengers last year, a number that represents a tiny fraction of those carried by the industry's bigger players, Qantas, Jetstar and Virgin. Between them, those three account for 65 million paying passengers. But Tiger Air Australia is flying way out in front of the others when it comes to complaints from its customers. The Airline Customer Advocate's annual report for 2014 shows it's received more than double the number of complaints about Tiger than for all three other airlines combined. Tiger passengers were the most likely to complain about unsuccessful refund requests, flight delays and cancellations, unfair terms and conditions, unexpected fees and charges, and substandard customer service at airports. Vanessa Regan is head of communications for Tiger Air Australia. Vanessa Regan, Australia's most complained about airline, not exactly the sort of pitch that's going to make its way into any advertising jingle, is it?
Well, look, this report is actually for calendar year January to December 2014, and it doesn't highlight the number of improvements that we've put in place over recent times, which actually have improved not only our on-time performance, but our customer satisfaction significantly.
Because, of course, the airline has performed quite poorly in these report cards for the last 3 years running.
Well, I think it's important to note that we are a true low-cost carrier. And what that means is we're a non-refundable airline. This is one way that we're able to pass on lower fares to our customers. So generally, low-cost carriers are likely to receive more refund request complaints than full-service carriers, for example, because of the nature of the model.
Essentially, the business model dictates that passengers are more likely to be unhappy about their experience?
For Tiger Air, we're all about putting the customer first, and we don't believe that low cost should mean low customer service. We have put in place a number of product enhancements, process improvements, and we're really seeing a lot of significant upswing in customer satisfaction over recent times.
And while Tiger promises it can do better, the Airline Customer Advocate's latest report cements its position as Australia's most complained about airline. Not only has it led the field for the past 3 years, this year the complaints have actually grown in number. But the report also highlights the entire sector is failing to keep travellers grievance-free. Complaints to the airline ombudsman are up 13%, and not only is it taking longer for them to be dealt with, but the number resolved to the customer's satisfaction has fallen. The airline advocate has no power to direct carriers to resolve disputes, and therein lies the nub of the problem for Tom Godfrey from the consumer advocacy organisation Choice.
Look, the report paints a very bleak picture for consumers. It is a damning report. Tiger showing the way with one record number of complaints. And I think for consumers, what this is signalling is that we do not have a strong ombudsman in the airline industry. What we need is an ombudsman with teeth who can actually call these airlines to account.
Tom Godfrey from the consumer advocacy organisation Choice, ending that report from Nick Grimm.